Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Gimel. Today's daf is the last daf of Perek Gid Hanasha. And today's shir, once again, is a triple sponsor, David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and also anonymously by Lizchus Rafur Shalema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, and also by Menachem Gelbtach Lizecher Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. We thank all of these sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and again, to sponsor the daf, it's $54, and the email address to contact is dafsponsor@bknw.org. We so appreciate all of those people who have been sponsoring lately, and the learning today should be a zuchus for, again, the wife and children of David Lander, a zuchus for Rafua Shleima, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, and a zuchus for Nalias Neshama in Gan Eden Shalmaila for Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. So we left off, Elisha left off yesterday in the very last line of the page, Andaf Kuf Beis and Beis. Hope you don't mind, I'm going to back up a little bit because I just need to, with the changing of the clocks, preparation is the carbon. So we'll try to make it through. So the Gemara is going to bring a discussion about the Makor in the Torah for Aver Menachai. And for Basar Menachai and for Basar Trefa, and it's pretty clear what the Makar is for Aver Menachai, what the Makar is for Basar Trefa is, but then Basar Menachai is somewhat, it fits into one of the categories but not the other, so that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. And the Gemara is then going to have further discussion relating to the issue of Aver Menachai, and we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, specifically when it comes to if a person eats Aver Menachai mina trefa. So how many, if a person eats Aver, Echelev Menachai rather, mina trefa. If a person eats Echelev Menachai mina trefa, how many chiyuvim does he have? How many averos did he violate? We're going to have a machlokas about that, and we're going to have three different explanations, I believe, about what the Nukudas HaMachlokas really is. And then the Gemara is going to tell us about if Chilko Mibachutz Mahu, what the shear is for Aver Menachai. Do you have to eat it all at one time? What if you cut it in half and eat half of it and then the other half of it, all within the same Kedei Achilas Prasla or something like that, but not Mamish together? What if you cut it up and don't swallow it at the same time, but you put it in your mouth at the same time? So we're going to talk about the notion of Hana'as Garon versus Hana'as Me'ayim. And that will lead us into a discussion, a broader discussion, of Tziruf for Shir Kasayis for other things. And we'll see, maybe there's what to discuss in terms of, you know, as we approach getting closer to the Shloshim Yom, Lefnei Pesach, what the Shir Tziruf is when it comes to other Achilos, such as Achilos Shel Mitzvah, of Matzah, of Maror, and the like. So let's begin, let's go back a little bit to Amrav Yochanan, Lo Socha LaNefesh. So about 10 lines from the end of the page, first words on the line are Vizel Lefi Machshav Asau. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yochanan, Pasuk says Lo Socha LaNefesh Im HaBasar. Ze Aver Menachai. That Pasuk teaches us about the Yisr of Aver Menachai. How does it teach us about the Yisr of Aver Menachai? Because the Aver is called Nefesh, because it's like a Nefesh in that if you cut off an Aver, it doesn't grow back. So to a Nefesh that's taken away, a life that's taken away, does not return, it doesn't come back. That's how Rashi understands the pasuk based on the drasha. And ubasar basad trefa lo sochelu ze basar menachai u basar menatrefa. That if the pasuk of ubasar basad trefa lo sochelu teaches us two separate isurim, teaches us the isur of eating basar menachai, basar from a live animal, and the isur of basar from a behema trefa. How does it teach us both? Because the word basada implies that something has been removed from its normal spot, and that is from the life of the animal. Trefa is kimashma, it's what it sounds like it means. So behema that's torn apart by other animals, and they've it's no longer going to be able to live. So even though it's not alive anymore, it's going to be asr, and even though it's not dead yet, rather, it's going to be asr, and shechita is not going to help, because it was already destined to die even prior to the shechita. So Rabbi Shimon, Lak Shomer, Lo Socha, Lev Shema Basar, ze ever menachai ubasar menachai. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says no. Lo socha lo nefesh ma'basar is the reference to both ever menachai and basar menachai. We darshan lo socha lo nefesh is referring to the ever. Lo socha lo basar is calls man that the nefesh is with the basar. You can't eat the basar. That's basar menachai. Ubasar b'sad treifa lo socheilu ze basar menatreifa. But basar b'sad treifa lo socheilu, that's a reference to basar menatreifa. So essentially, everyone agrees what the pasuk is about ever menachai. That's the pasuk of lo socha lo nefesh ma'basar. Everyone agrees what the pasuk is about eating treifa. That's basar b'sad treifa lo socheilu. The question is, in which of those two psukim does basar menachai fit? Does basar menachai come from the same pasuk as ever menachai, or does basar menachai come from the same pasuk as a treifa? So achal, what would be the nafkamina? The following: achal ever menachai u basar menachai. If let's say you did both, you eat ever menachai and you eat basar menachai. So the Rabbi Yochanan chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have two malkios, two lavin, because they're learned from two separate psukim. The Rabbi Shimon Lakish and chayv ela achas. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you only violated a single lav. They're both derived from the same pasuk. And another nafkamina, achal basar menachai ubasar menatreifa. If you eat both basar menachai and basar menatreifa, so the Shimon Lakish chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you have two malkios, two lavim. Rabbi Yochanan einu chayv ela achas. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only chayv once. Achal ever menachai ubasar menatreifa l'divrei kol chayv shtayim. But if you violate both psukim, right, you violate Eivrim and Achai and Basar and Atreifa, then everyone holds that you're Chayiv Shtayim, because everyone agrees that those are clearly from two separate psukim. So now, ask the Gemara. We said that if you eat Eivrim and Achai and Basar and Atreifa, everyone holds your Chayiv Shtayim. So let's ask the Gemara, is that so obvious that everyone always holds your Chayiv Shtayim? So this is where you left off yesterday. Urim Minhu. So ask the Gemara, I'll ask you a stira. Achal ever menachai mitreifa. A person eats ever menachai from an animal that became a treifa during its lifetime, meaning it was torn apart during its lifetime to the point where it was not going to survive. A treifa. So ever menachai from a still living treifa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says you chayiv both for ever menachai and for treifa. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Einu Chayiv Ela Achas. They only chayiv once. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand very well that you're going to be chayiv shtayim. You violated two separate isurim. You violated Eivrim Menachai, you violated Treifa. El Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kasha. But according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, why would you be chayiv only once? You should also be chayiv shtayim. Even Rabbi Shimon Lakish agrees that Eivrim Menachai and Treifa are derived from two psukim. So if you're going to eat an Eivrim Menachai from a Treifa, shouldn't everybody agree that it's too lavin, that it's too malkios over there? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. Kan bebehema achas, kan b'shtei behemos. When you're talking about a single animal that is both a treifa, and from that animal you eat ever menachai, that's a different story than when you eat from two different animals. One that's a kosher animal, but you ripped off a limb from it, and the other one that's a treifa. B'shtei behemos mischayiv shtayim. When it's two different animals, one of which is a treifa, and the other of which you ate ever menachai from, that's for sure two lavin, according to everybody, even according to Reish Lakish. Bebehema achas pligi, the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is if it's a single animal and you ripped off a limb from a treifa animal. Bebehema achas my pligi. Okay, but what is the machlokas? Why would Reish Lakish hold that you only chayv once in such a situation? Haven't you violated shnei lavin? So Amar Abaye kigon shenitfa im yitzias ruba. The behema became a treifa at the very moment that rove of it had emerged from the mother's womb, that it was born. Mar savar behema b'chayel levar momedes. The Rabbi Yochanan holds, while a behema is still alive, it's assumed to be destined to be cut up into pieces. So each Eiver has its own shame b'fnei atzma while it's alive. So the Isser of Eiver Menachai exists while the animal is fully intact, because we look at it as a bunch of Eivarim Minachai while it's fully intact. And over here, it became a treifa at the time of the Leda, v'isr treifa, v'isr eiver, padi ad adikasu. So the isr of eiver menachai is as soon as it's born, and the isr of treifa is as soon as it's born. So since they're both coming simultaneously, that's why both isurim can be chal. Now wait a second, the Yisr of Trefa just happened to be chal at the moment that it was born? No, that's not what it means. When the Gemara says the Lashon Yitzias Ruba, that's clearly referring to a Leda. That's what the Gemara Mesachs Becharos and Mesachs need to tell us. That's how the Shas Leda is when the Yisr of Eivir Menachai is going to be chal. But Tosus points out that it's also if it was Nitrefa B'meima, that it was Nitrefa at some point during pregnancy, meaning this animal never had a chance. The mother was giving birth to this animal that was born a trefa. Before it was ever yotze la'avir olam, there's no din of trefa. The din of trefa is only going to be chal once it's born. That's the point. So it's not like a coincidence that it became a trefa at the very moment of Leda. No, it was a trefa beforehand, but there's no din of trefa in an ubar. So the din of trefa only becomes meaningful at the Shas Leda, and at the Shas Leda, the din of Eivir Menachai takes effect. So it's both simultaneous. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. There's no issue of Isr Chal al Isr because they're both Chal Bibasachas. Remember, that was one of the exceptions of an Isr Chal al Isr, that an Isr Basachas. Mar Savar and Reish Lakish holds Beim B'chaya Lav Levar Mamedes. While the animal is alive, we don't look at it as a collection of different Eivar Menachai. The Isr of Trefa is already Chal B'shas Leda. But V'lo was the Isr Eivar Chayila Isr Trefa. The Isr of Eivar Menachai is only going to be when you rip off an Eivar. So that Isr of Eivar Menachai is not going to be Chal on that which is already a Trefa. The whole animal is already Yasir as a Trefa. So Ein Isr Chal al Isr. So again, we wanted to know, why does Reish Lakish hold that if you eat an Eivar Menachai from a Trefa that you're only Chayiv Achas, those are clearly from two different Psukim, you should be Chayiv Shtayim. So the Gemara explains, answer number one, that Reish Lakish holds that the two Isurim are not Chal at the same time, and therefore Ein Isr Chal al Isr. The Isr of Eivar Menachai cannot be chal on an already existing iser of a trefa. Then the Gemara says three more terutzim. I said before there are three in total, there are four terutzim. Vi ba yoseima dekuli alma behema b'chaya lav levar mamedes. Everyone says no, we don't look at an animal as if it's just a collection of evarim. And if it became trefa while it was still b'meimo, the iser of trefa definitely preceded the iser of evar menachai. Good, so now we understand Reish Lakish. It's exactly as we understood him. But now we're going to have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. If everyone agrees that the Yisr of Eivar Menachai only comes later, why does Rabbi Yochanan think that Yisr could be Chal? So says Gemara, Ubimesi Yisr Eivar Mechal Yisr Trefer Kamiflagi. The whole machlokas is, can the Yisr of Eivar Menachai be Chal on the Yisr of Trefa? Mar Savar Rabbi Yochanan holds, Asi Yisr Eivar Chai Ali Yisr Trefa. The Yisr of Eivar Menachai can be Chal on the Yisr Trefa. Gemara doesn't explain, but the reason is because the Yisr of Eivar Menachai is Nisr Mosif because it's Noeg by Bnei Noach as well, and therefore it could be Chal on Nisr Trefa, which is not Noeg by Bnei Noach, and that's what we had in yesterday's daf. Umar Savar and Reish Lakish holds Lo Asi Yisr Eivar Chai Ali Yisr Trefa, that the Yisr of Eivar Menachai cannot be Chal on Nisr Trefa, because apparently Reish Lakish holds that even by Nisr Mosif, Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr. And we found that was Machlokas Tanayim. That's what we also had previously. Machlokas Tanayim by Yisr Mosif. Do you say, do you have Yisr Chal al Yisr or not? So that's the second way of understanding the Machlokas. That everyone agrees the Yisr of Eivar Menachai comes later. The question is, do we say Yisr Chal al Yisr by Yisr Mosif? A third way of understanding the Machlokas. Everyone might agree that a behema, while it's still alive, is Levar Mamedes. We view it as a collection of Eivarim, which is another way of saying that the Yisr of Eivar Menachai was Chal exactly at the same time that the Yisr of Trefa was Chal at the Shas Leda. So says Gemara, so then what would be the Svara for Reish Lakish? Why would Reish Lakish hold you're only Chayiv once? It's an Yisr Bas Achas, Bibas Achas, both Yisrim should be Chal. It's not an Yisr Bas Achas. The case we're talking about was not that it became a trefa while it was still b'me'imo, it only became a trefa later. So over here, what the situation is, Eivar Menachai came first. The Yisr of Eivar Menachai came first as soon as it was born. Then later the animal became a trefa. And the shaila is, can the Yisr trefa be chal on the Yisr of Eivar Menachai? So in the second way of explaining the machlokas, we also separated them. We said they're not being chal at the same time, but the Yisr of Eivar Menachai is coming later. The Yisr trefa came first. Now we're flipping it. We're saying, no, the Yisr of Eivar Menachai comes first, the Yisr trefa is coming later. And what's the machlokas? Mesi Yisr Trefa, Chayil Yisr Eivar Kamiflagi. They're arguing whether the Yisr Trefa could be Chal and the Yisr Eivar Menachai. Mar Savar Asi V'Chayil. Rabbi Yochanan says, sure it can. Why? Because apparently Yisr Chal al Yisr. iser that where he's willing to say that the iser is chal iser. Marsa v'lo asi v'chayil, and Reish Lakish would say no, ain iser chal iser. So it's not going to work. The Reish Lakish the Rosh Yosef explains based on Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos that treifa is more chomer than Eiver Menachai in a certain sense, and that's why the iser treifa could be chal on the iser of Eiver Menachai, because treifa has no heter b'shchita, but Eiver Menachai has a heter b'shchita. Meaning if you're going to view every living animal as a collection of Eivar Menachai, yeah, but every living animal, every normal, healthy, living, kosher animal has Behema Torah, has the ability to become kosher meat by shechting it. So the Yisr of Eivar Menachai can be corrected Al Yidei Shechita, but the Yisr of Trefa cannot be corrected Al Yidei Shechita, and that's the Svara for Rabbi Yochanan, that the Yisr of Trefa could be Chal on the Yisr of Eivar Menachai because it's an Yisr Chamor, whereas Reish Lakish holds that even though an Yisr of Trefa has a certain Chumrah that we don't have by Eivar Menachai, it's still not going to be chal on the Isra of Menachai because it's not an Isra Mosif and it's not an Isra Kolel. We're not just going to say every time that you have one Isra that's slightly more chumra than the other that you could have Isra Chal al Isra. It has to fit into one of the categories. It has to be either an Isra Mosif or an Isra Kolel. It either has to include more things in the Isra or more people in the Isra. And you don't have that when it comes to Trefa over Eivar Menachai. Rava Amar, a fourth and final teretz. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. Go shetolosh mimena Eivar v'tarfa bo. By ripping off the Eivar of the animal, you've turned that animal into a Trefa. I mean, what did you do? You ripped off the leg of the animal min ha'arkuva ulamayla, Rashi says. So in such an example, that when you cut it at such a high point on the leg, that is making it a Trefa. Marsav Rebbein b'chaya le'evarim eina omed. This Rabbi Yochanan holds that we do not look at a living animal as a collection of Eivarim, and therefore the Yisra of Eivar Menachai is not going to be chal until you pull off the limb, and therefore Yisra Eivar, Yisra Trefa, about the Adadi Kasu, this Eivar Menachai, this Yisra of Trefa are coming simultaneously, and that's why you're going to be chayiv shtayim in that case. Umar Sar Ben Mechaya Leivar Mamed, this Rish Lakish holds, no, while the animal's still alive, the Yisra Eivar Menachai is already there. Veloas Yisra Trefa, chayil Yisra Eivar, the Yisra Trefa is not going to be chal on the Yisra of Eivar Menachai. So this is similar to the first way of understanding it, that they're arguing on the halacha of when we view it to be an Eivar Menachai. When we view Eivar Menachai to come into the picture. Do we view Eivar Menachai to be immediate, to be as even while the animal's alive, or Eivar Menachai is only once you pull the limb off of the animal? Chaznish raises the question that the Yisra Trefa is chal at the time that you cut the Eivar, kashir that the behemah is not able to live anymore. L'chora, the Yisra of Eivar Menachai is only chal when the Eivar is completely severed from the animal. Meaning, let's say you cut the leg, minar kuva, 95%. So it's already a Trefa. The animal's not going to be able to live. But is it an Eivar Menachai yet? Meaning, it's still somewhat connected. So he says that at the time you cut it to that shear, everyone agrees that it's Leivar Momedes. Meaning the whole machlokes in the Gemara is in Behema Bechaya, Leivar Momedes, is only when it's regular. But once you get it to the point where you cut that leg off to the point that the animal became a Trefa, then everyone agrees we view it Leivar Momedes. Now that's why Rashi says we're talking about that you cut it in Arkuva Lemaila, because in such a way it doesn't become a Trefa until it's cut entirely. So he says they have to come simultaneous. It has to be that it's simultaneous, otherwise this whole answer of the Gemara does not work. Okay, another issue of Eivar Menachai. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chelev Menachai mina treifa. Let's say you eat chelev, you take off chelev from a behemoth that's a treifa while it's still alive. You perform some surgery and you cut out some chelev from a living treifa animal. So chayiv shtayim. You're only chayiv twice, even though there are three isurim. There's Eivar Menachai, there's chelev, and there's treifa. Only two malkios. Amalei Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami says, "V'leima mar shalosh." Why don't you say you chayiv shalosh malkios? Because you violated three isurim. Shani omer shalosh. Because I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Itaka does say shalosh. So it's machlokas what Rabbi Yochanan says. Does Rabbi Yochanan say chayiv shtayim or chayiv shalosh? See, in Marnami, the Gemara says in Beis Medrash we heard like Rabbi Ami said that Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, achal chayiv menachayim menatreifa chayiv shalosh. That you're in fact chayiv three. three malchios when you eat when you pull off chaylev from a living treifa. So b'maykamifli, what could this machlokas be about? Kigot shenitrefa im yitzias ruba. That the case is that the animal was already a treifa at birth. So the iser treifa was chal at the moment the animal was born. So mandi amr shalosh, the one that says that yichayv shalosh kasavar behema b'chayeha levar momedes, holds that a behema while it's alive is viewed as a collection of evar minachai. The iser chaylev, iser ever, iser treifa b'adei adadikasu. All three isurim are therefore chal simultaneously at the shas leida, and that's why you're going to be chayiv shalosh. The iser chaylev is also only at the shas leida sabehema that we had way back on daf samach test, that chaylev shlil is mutter because the pasuk says kol behema that behema atatochelu, whatever is inside the mother behema you're allowed to eat, including the chaylev of the shlil kol shebe behema tochelu, including the vlad shebe meimo, that it's all huter. So you see that the chaylev is only going to become aser b'shas leida, and the other two we already said that if it's a treifa, the iser treifa is only going to be chal b'shas leida, the iser eiver merchai is only going to be chal b'shas leida. So they're all coming simultaneously. If you have three surim that are all coming simultaneously, then clearly you're going to be chayiv for all three. Tosus raises the question that according to Rava, who said in the previous segment of the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a behema b'chayeha is lav le'evar momedes, meaning that's how Rava teached up Rabbi Yochanan, that while the animal is alive, we don't yet look at it as evar min achai. We don't yet say that it's a bunch of evarim. The yisur of evar min achai is only chal once you rip off an evar from the live animal. So according to that version of Rabbi Yochanan, how do you explain the din of Rabbi Yochanan over here that yichayiv shalosh? It's not a medes le'evarim. The yisur of evar min achai therefore only comes at the end, and it's going to have to be chal on top of an already existing yisur of treifa and yisur of chaylev. So Tosfos says that Rava will have to explain that you were tolish an Aver and made it a treifa. So the yisur of treifa is going to be able to be chal on the yisur of chaylev, and therefore it's the yisur of Aver Menachai is going to be able to be chal on the yisur of chaylev as well. So we'll have to see how that works out. So man yamar shtayim, the shita that holds you only chayv twice, kasar behema b'chayel lav levar momedes, holds that Rabbi Yochanan learns that a behema while it's alive is not yet an yisur of Aver Menachai. V'yisur chaylev yisur treifa ika. So the yisur chaylev yisur treifa, that happened simultaneously. So that you have both of them. But yisur Aver lo asi chayel. The yisur of Aver Menachai cannot be chal later on because there ain't yisur chal al yisur. A second way of explaining this machlokas of what Rabbi Yochanan said is that everyone holds the Yisra of Eivir Menachai does not yet exist while the animal is alive, until the Eivir is ripped off. They're arguing whether the Yisra of Eivir Menachai can be chal on the Yisra Chaylev and the Yisra Treifa. Mar Sava, Rabbi Ami holds in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Asi Chayil, that it has the ability to be chal on them. Umar Savar Rabbi Chiya Barabba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Asi Chayil, that it does not have the ability to be chal. Why yes? Why should it be chal? Meaning, I understand why it shouldn't be Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, but why should Eivir Menachai be chal on an already existing Isser Chaylev and Isser Treifa? So Rosh Yosef explains that the reason it's chal is because it's an Isser Mosif, because it's said Lebnei Noach as well, just like Rashi had said earlier on this Amud, that's the svara why Eivir Menachai is more expansive than the other Yisurim, because Eivir Menachai is something that's Nogeya to Ben Noach. Rabbi Marcus just told me over Shabbos that he was getting a haircut, and his non-Jewish barber, who's a firm Roman Catholic, said, hey Rabbi, am I going to heaven according to you Jews? So he said, well, I got seven questions for you. And he went, are you faithful to your wife? Yeah, of course. This is going to sound weird. Do you pull off limbs from a live animal and eat them? Rabbi, what kind of person do you think I am? You know. And then number seven was a little tricky, right? He said, what are your thoughts about the Trinity exactly? Right? Well, desire is so he said, nah, no one believes in that. So he said, okay, so then you're okay. The Iba Yisema, Another way of understanding the machlokas is that everyone holds while the animal's alive, we already view the yisra of evim rachai to be existing. And the case is that it became a trefa only later on, after leida. And the issue is the yisra of trefa now is chal after the yisra of evim rachai. So similar to the last sugya, b'meisi yisra of trefa mechal yisra of evim kamei plugi. They're arguing whether the yisra of trefa could be chal in the yisra of evim rachai. Marsav rasi chayil. Rabbi Ami holds with shem Rabbi Yochanan that it is chal mididava chaylev, because just like we can compare this to the fact that yisra of trefa is chal on the yisra of chaylev, so the yisra of trefa could be chal on the yisra of menachai as well. Damar mar, because there's a shita, a statement of Rava Maseches Vachim, Hatora Amra Yavo Isr Nevela Yachol Al Isr Chelev, V'Yavo Isr Trefa Yachol Al Isr Chelev, that the Isr Trefa has the ability to be chal on the Isr Chelev. Why? The Torah tells us Chelev Nevela V'Chelev Trefa, you're not allowed to eat. So why does the Torah have to tell us that Chelev Nevela and Trefa? The Torah tells us even Chelev of a Kshera, you're not allowed to eat, because the Pasuk says Kol Chelev V'Chol Dam Lo Sechelu. So why does it have to tell me that the Chelev of Nevela and the Chelev of Trefa you're not allowed to eat? So it must be that it's coming for the lav of Nevelu Trefa to tell me that it's Chal on the Isra of Chelev that even preceded the Isra of Nevela Utrefa. That I mean the Isra of Chelev always preceded. The Isra of Chelev is B'Shas Leida. The Isra of Nevela is obviously not B'Shas Leida. The Isra of Nevela is when the animal drops dead later on. The Isra of Trefa is some attack, some Chaya attacks the animal later on. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that we see from there that just like the Torah tells me that an Isra Nevela and Trefa could be chal on Isra Chelev, so too it could be chal on the Isra of Evrim and Achai. And that's why you're Chayiv Shalosh. That's the assumption that's being made. So it says Marvi Idach, and Rabbi Chiyo says that you're only Chayiv Shtayim, Achelev hu dechayil. No, it could be chal on the Isra of Chelev. That's where we say that the Isra of Trefa could be chal. On already existing Isra of Chelev, to hutar michlalo. Because the Isra of Chelev is a more chal Isra in the sense that it doesn't apply to every kind of animal. A chelev of a chaya is not Aser. So since it's an Isra chal, so the Isra of Trefa could be chal on the Isra of Chelev. The Isra of Nevela could be chal on the Isra of Chelev. Avleiver, but there's no kind of animal that Eivir Menachai is mutar on, so lo, then the Yisr of Nevela Trefa will not be chalan. You shouldn't say there's no kind of animal that the Yisr of Menachai is, because anything that ain't Dama Wasser, you're not going to have, dagim or whatever. But no, what it means is that there's no animal that's subject to Nevela Utrefa that is not subject to Eivir Menachai. Everything that's subject to Nevela Trefa, meaning everything that's Bar Shechita, is also subject to Eivir Menachai. So that's why it's not any more Kal. Eivir Menachai is not any more Kal than Nevela Trefa. So Nevela Trefa cannot be Chal on the already existing Yisra of Eivir Menachai. So now the Gemara discusses another issue relating to eating Eivir Menachai and the sheer Achila of Eivir Menachai. So Ki Asa Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Baimine Rabbi Shimon Lakshm Rabbi Yochanan. Chilko mi bachutz mahu. And Omalei Potter, what's the halacha if he cuts it up into two pieces, takes the kezayis of Eivir Menachai, and before he puts it in his mouth, cuts it into two half kezayisim? Do we view it like every other isra in the Torah, that even if you eat a half a kezayis at a time, but if you eat it b'kidei achilas pras, you're going to be chayiv? Or do we say that since the isra of Eivir Menachai is a chiddush, that by shari isra achila, there's no, they never asked gidin v'atzamos, because there's no tam in gidin v'atzamos, it's not a food. And by Eivir Menachai, gidin v'atzamos are part of the isra, so it could be that Eivir Menachai has that great chiddush, and therefore the achila of Eivir Menachai plays by different rules than other achilos, because normally eating bones is not called an achila, eating gidin is not called an achila. So maybe the very fact that the bones and the gidin are included in the yisr tells me that you don't follow rules of what's normally called an achila, and therefore if you eat it in any way differently than the way the Torah describes it exactly of having a kezayis at one time, you're not going to be chayiv. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responded, Reish Lakish Potter, that you're Potter, because you need the Achila Mamish Bebas Achas. Mi Bifnim Mai, what if you put it, the Kazayis, into your mouth at one time, but you don't swallow it at one time? You swallow it at two. Is that also a change? Amalei, Chayiv, he said, no, in that case, you're going to be Chayiv. Ki yasa Ravin, Ravin had a different tradition of how this goes. Ki yasa Ravin amar, chilko mi bachutz pater. If you cut the gazayas into two pieces while it's not in your mouth, then you're for sure pater according to everybody. Mi befnim, if you cut it while it's in your mouth and don't swallow it at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv reish lakash amar pater. That's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan reish lakash. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv hare nene grono bekazayas. You're chayiv since you ate the entire gazayas bebas achas, even though you didn't swallow it bebas achas, because the anas hagaron, your mouth enjoyed it bebas achas, you tasted the full kazayas bebas achas. That's how it's garum. Garum means the throat, but what it really means is the taste experience. Reish Lakish amar pater achila b'meyav b'inan v'leka. Reish Lakish says you pater because achila means that it goes into your stomach, and going into your stomach happened at two separate times. And if you didn't swallow it all at once, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Elo Reb Shimon Lakish heichem shkach tzad mechayiv. So wait a second. Reish Lakish tells you pater if you don't swallow the full kazayis at once. When are you ever going to be chayiv for eating an Eivim Rechai? Is it really shayich? You're swallowing an entire kazayis of Eivim Rechai bebas achas? Is that possible to do? So which is interesting. The Gemara's kash is only on Eivim Rechai, not on every other isser in the Torah, because it's understood that every other isser in the Torah, you are chayiv even if you swallow it piece by piece. When you're not chayiv, you don't need to swallow it all at once. It's just b'kdei achilas pras is all you need in order to be chayiv. But the Gemara is assuming that a kazayis is so large that it's impossible to swallow it all at once. Some Rav Kahana explains, Begrumisa zi'irasa. It's a small bone that's by the thigh of the animal that only has a tiny bit of basar, and the gid and the etzev are mashlim to the kazayis, and the derech is to swallow it whole without chewing on it. So, meaning the way Rashi understood the kasha of Reish Lakish was chilko mibachutz was because you ate it lechatzayin. So it sounds like if you swallow b'bas achas, everyone would hold that you're chayiv. And even Reish Lakish, who follows the Bliya, would say that if you were balei shnei chatzayim together, you'd be chayiv. So we're not going to get into that now. Actually, big machlokas Rashi and Tosafot and sending Gemara's kasha. But the point over here is that the Gemara seems to have been assuming that to swallow kazayis basachas might be possible. The kasha wasn't that it's not possible, but it's not the derech achila. And any time you're doing an achila that shalom kederech achila, you're not going to be chayiv for that. Since the Gemara, there is this one limb that the derech is to just swallow it whole, and if that's the derech achila of that limb, that's why you're going to be chayiv for that. Rav Lazar Amar, afilu chilko mibuchutz nami chayiv. That he has a third shita, that even if you cut the gazayis into two pieces before putting it in your mouth, you're also going to be chayiv. Mechusar kreva lav k'mechusar ma'isa dami. The fact that the two halves are not right next to each other and you didn't put them into your mouth at the same time is not considered a mechusar ma'isa. It's not considered as if you didn't eat the full gazayis. Since both of the shiurim are mitzdarif to the gazayis because they're both within the kedei achilas pras, both of the parts are eaten with the kedei achilas pras, it's like every other issue in the Torah where it is mitzdarif. So three shitos to have to understand what the shiur, how we view the shiur of Eivim Rechai. Either the discussion is when you cut it, the machlokas is if you cut it mi bachutz, machlokas is if you cut it mi befnim, or there's no machlokas in either of those cases, and you're for sure going to be chayv as long as you have b'kdei achilas pras. Amr b'shem lakish kazayis amru chutz mishal bein hashinayim. Yeah, but when we measure the kazayis, you can't take into account what gets stuck between the teeth of the person. Rabbi Yochanan amar af im bein hashinayim. Sure, we can measure that. That's part of the kazayis. Amr of Papa b'shal bein shinayim dekuli amal pligi. That which is bein hashinayim, there is no machlokas, and even Rabbi Yochanan holds that would not be mitzdarif. Ki pligi bein hachanichayim. That which is stuck to the palate. So Marsav, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that that's mitzdarif because harinena grono b'gazayis, because you're still tasting it. Umarsav achila b'meyav b'inan. The other one says no, the Torah is mechayev for hanas me'ayim, and over here even though you had hanas agoron, you don't have hanas me'ayim. So once we're on that discussion, The parak is going to finish off by talking about exactly how we measure hana'a of a kezayis. Am Rabbi Yassi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Achol chatzi zayis ve'ekiyo, v'chazor achol chatzi zayis acher chayiv. If a person eats a half a kezayis of something, and he vomits it up, and then he eats the half kezayis again, so he's got another half a kezayis, he's going to be chayiv. My time arinena grana b'kezayis, because even though his stomach was never full of a kezayis, he tasted a full kezayis of the food. So he takes a half a kezayis, he eats it, then regurgitates it, then takes another half a kezayis and eats that. So he's going to be chayiv in that situation, because that's hana'as garon, even though it's not hana'as meyav. What if the second time he eats that same half a kezayis that he already vomited back up? So is that mitzdarif? So says Mar Maikam Ibaile, what exactly is the suffix over here? Yavi equally law of equal. What is the suffix whether when you vomit something up, it's now no longer called a food because it is gross, it is disgusting, it is not royal achila, and therefore it's not mitzarif to the second achila? Or do we say that, and the other side is that no, it's still called an ochel, and therefore it's still mitzarif? Well, then v'tibayle kezayis. You could have raised the same shayla if you eat a kezayis and vomit it back up and then eat it again. That if it's considered that already digested, you only get malchus for the first achila, and if it's not considered already digested, you get two malchios, one for eating it the first time, one for eating it the second time. You don't need to make a fancy case of a chatzi zayis. Eli ibasar grono azlinan, ibasar meyav azlinan. So no, the issue is, of course it's not considered equal. We're assuming that it's not considered digested, and it's still somehow, it's still a legitimate achila. The whole shayla is, what do we look at as far as measuring a kezayis? Do we look at enjoying the taste of it? And over here you had chatzi zayis twice, so you had a full kezayis of taste. Or do we look at how much your stomach was filled up? So tifshalemid Ravasi, and we can answer that suffix from Ravasi. So that shouldn't really be a suffix, because Ravasi said before that if you ate a chatzi zayis ve'ekiyo and then you eat another chatzi zayis, you're chayiv, because we look at anaz grono. So if you're also, we should look at anaz grono. Why should it be any different? So says Rabbi Asi gamrei i'akarle. Rabbi Elazar himself, It was in fact a davar pashut to him that even when you that whatever you swallowed is not considered already digested, and that we look at the anaz garon, and therefore he didn't really need to ask Rabbi Yassi this question. But he saw that Rabbi Yassi forgot his own teaching that they had both heard from Rabbi Yochanan that even if you eat that chatzi zayis again, that you're going to be chayiv. Because he saw that when Rav Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan, he spoke about eating chatzi zayis acher. So he said, oh, you must have forgotten that Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't even need to eat a chatzi zayis acher to be chayiv. You can eat that same chatzi zayis and be chayiv. So he was trying, Vasa Rabbi Lazar lat kurei, he was trying to remind Rav Asi of what the Rebbe, what Rabbi Yochanan had said, that you're chayiv even when you eat the same chatzi zayis. So he asked it, Balashan She'ela, as a way of showing kavod to Rav Asi. Oh, what would be the din if you change it a little bit? That you didn't, you don't need another chatzi zayis. You eat the same chatzis, I was hoping Rabbi Yassi would say, oh yeah, yeah, that's what the Rebbe said in Shir. He spoke about that case. And that's a greater chiddush, because that's telling us the additional chiddush, that which is already digested is still called an achila. So so that's what he was telling him. Lamli chatzis ayis acher. Why do you need to make it that you're eating another chatzis ayis? Lema marbi didei, di'ikal de mishma mine tarti. Why don't you say the case where you're eating the same chatzis ayis, and then you'll have two chiddushin, that shamin minot delavi equal. You'll have the chiddush that it's not considered digested, and you'll have the chiddush that we look at anaz garon and not anaz meyav. So Ishtek, Ravasi was quite lomar levilamliti, and he didn't tell Rabbi Lazar anything because he still wasn't remembering it. So Amalei, so Lazar said to Ravasi, Mofes Ador, you're the god of Ador. So Lo Zimnin Sagir Amr Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, wasn't it many times that you said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan that even if you eat the same chatzi zayis, they can be chayiv? Va'amr lach, hare nena grona b'gazayis, and Rabbi Yochanan agreed to you that yes, that when you're nena grona b'gazayis, when you have anaz garon of a gazayis, that's going to be enough to be chayiv. So in fact, it took a more direct reminder, but ultimately he was reminded. Just there is a discussion in the poskim by achilus of mitzvah whether we say the same thing. Meaning over here, there's all that achilus of iser. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that for achilus matzah, maror, and lel pesach, and all other mitzvahs that are tali and achila, It's the same as Achilas Isser, that just like the Gedra of Achilas Isser, Ma'achalas Asuros, is Hanaz Garon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, so too with Mitzvah Saseyim, Makayim, the Mitzvah Sachila with Hanaz Garon, before it ever enters the stomach. And he brings a Raya from the Panim Eros, who writes that when it comes to Birch Samazon, you need Sviya B'mei of Dafka. So it sounds like, yeah, for Birch Samazon, but by all other Achilas Mitzvah in the Torah, Hanaz Garon is good enough. But then he quotes in Ruki Yosef, holds not that way. So in the Tshuvas of the Ksav Sofer, he also discusses this Nidon that his father deals with, and he paskins in the end of the day, surprise, surprise, like the Chasam Sofer. But he says, you would not be Yotzei, the Mitzvah of Achilas Pas, on Yom Tov HaRishon, because if you hold that's a Mitzvah Min HaTorah, because that the Mitzvah of eating Pas on Yom Tov HaRishon would be a Mitzvah of Oneg and Simchas Yantiv, and that comes with Hanaz Preso. Mitzvah Achilah is defined by Hanaz Garon. Simcha, Oneg, that's probably only defined by Achilas Meav. So that's the Chilik that the Ksav Sofer makes. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with the new Perek tomorrow.